now your letters. First, a clarification. Last week, I interviewed NPR's Nora Rahm about her new book, Surviving Personal Bankruptcy. Nora tells us she should not have said that a person's credit score falls when he enters credit counseling, but she says creditors have told her they view signing up for counseling as a red flag. Listener Jim Watson, like Nora, is a lawyer. He wrote in to say the new bankruptcy law is terrible. Mr. Watson says people usually file for bankruptcy because they have recently divorced, lost a job, or incurred large medical bills, or because they simply don't make a living wage. Several listeners took issue with our interview with the president of the University of Oklahoma, David Boren, about a recent student suicide. The young man, Joel Henricks, blew himself up with explosives. Mr. Boren has been tamping down speculation, much of it on the Internet, that Henricks was planning a terrorist attack. Listener Michael Wright wrote in to say, Boren claims that no Islamic materials have been found in Henricks' apartment. Implicitly, that suggests that only Islamics can be terrorists. They seem to have forgotten about McVeigh and Nichols. And finally, this note about yesterday's story on the meaning behind the words to Yankee Doodle. Chris Roberts explained that the macaroni in the song refers to an 18th-century youth cult in England, foppish young men who strutted about in winkle-picker shoes with pointy toes. Listener Michael Brooks sent us this note. For the record, a winkle is a small sea snail. They are, or were, cooked and then sold at seaside towns. Eating them required using a pin to get the meat out of the shell. Thus, a winkle picker is a long, thin, pointed object. Hence, in Britain, long, thin, extravagantly pointed shoes were dubbed winkle pickers. If you'd like to enlighten us, go to our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us and select Weekend All Things Considered. Send us your thoughts. Please tell us where you live, include your phone number, and tell us how to pronounce your name.